This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I told you when I texted a buddy just now who said Aditi got him fired up and he thinks they could win nine games now.
Okay, well, if they can win nine games and holding on to Miles is then important, and then it's worth it. But if you're only going to win less than six games, if you guys are all calling me a homer, moron, idiot, and I'm just an emotional basket case, and I'm carrying water, and Kenny Haslam, and all the other things that you guys call me on this sort of thing, then yeah, I guess then they really messed up the pooch, and they should have went ahead, and they should have traded him for two first-round picks. Yes, Owen, I'm sorry.
I don't think that they're going to win six games unless you one of the young guys is your quarterback of the future. Because at some point, just like last season, and I've brought it up multiple times, at some point they go, okay, the season's a failure. We need to find a new plan. And they had to start after the Denver game last year. They decided it's no longer worth winning. It's no longer worth trying to win. And that's how they became a three-win team instead of a six-win team.
Because it does sound in a lot of ways like if we say that, it's like, well, they're Cleveland guys. It's like, no, they were not trying to win that last month of the season, which I think does contribute to some of the people's malaise when they go, what, you guys are sitting here wasting more time on a fifth-round pick? And it's like, well, he's not a normal fifth. And then we do the whole thing because they don't have a lot of trust in the front office. They do not have a lot of faith in this football team, and they're not going to have a lot of faith, frankly, unless they change their opinions this year or those guys are gone.
So what if I
take that back. There's one other way. It's if Jim Schwartz is the head coach the last month of the season.
And Greg Williams asks.
And he goes, I got nothing to lose. Let's try to win games.
Then we're going to make Tommy Rees the head coach. And we're going to repeat history.
Yep.
And Jim would have to have multiple M's at the end of his first name.
He'd have to have at least four.
What the excitement level? I want to ask you real quick. The excitement level of this team, had they have just traded Myles Garrett, it would have been a malaise from day one, right?
It flatlined.
Except, what if the trade-off was Shedeur Sanders starts week one? Well, I don't know how long that would last, but what would that excitement level be like?
Right now, I get the best of both worlds. But it would not be exciting. I think I would be really, 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 really disliked by a lot of the Shedeur fans that are dropping in on us. What?
Well, right now, the excitement or the potential excitement of Shedeur starting right now was, well, at least you've got this defense that has a Hall of Famer on it, at least one. It's got Denzel Ward. Schlesinger looks like he's something, right? If there's no Myles Garrett, I don't know that you have as much faith in wins this season.
That's true. And you don't have as much faith in Mason Graham or Schlesinger, just like you said. You don't have as much faith in the secondary, and the secondary needs all the faith it can get right now because you have Denzel Ward back there and then a collection of question marks, if not stiffs.
Stiffs.
Well, what do you...
Hey, Mom, I got drafted in the NFL. I'm a Cleveland... Guy in Cleveland says stiff.
Four new stiffs in the secondary this year for the Browns.
Principal Skinner, prove me wrong, children. Prove me wrong, Donovan McMillan.
By the way, I always wondered, I used to use this all the time on the news... When you would get drafted by a certain hockey team and you told your parents, oh, where are you? What team are you playing for? I'm Predator.
Why?
I'm happy to be a Predator.
Did we get to that? You did that on the news?
On the news, yeah.
Why would you do that on the news?
I just thought it was a weird team name to be associated with.
I think that's any reason why I don't see you on the news.
It might be. You might be onto something.
Judas Priest.
It's been my lifelong goal to be a Predator. Today I'm a Predator, and I'm happy once and for all to retire a Predator and go in the Hall of Fame as a Predator.
You're an animal.
I will forever be known as the greatest Predator of all time.
We're not going to get to the Nick Wright thing. It's okay. It's fine. We'll do it later. I might do it after Daryl, actually. Daryl joins us at 8:02. So you go back to Shador real quick, the whole Shador thing. I like Shador. I want him to play at some point this year because I don't think they're going to win more than six games. I picked him to win six games now. I never once said I want him to start the season. If he was starting the season, I'd be sick. Absolutely sick. Because then I would call him Deshaun Kizer all over again and that this team isn't going in the right direction. Because I had to scream and yell and get mad years ago. Well, Ken, he's the most talented quarterback on this roster. Yeah, he's not the most ready. Joe is the most ready. The second most ready, I can buy their logic of second most ready is Dylan Gabriel. Dylan Gabriel does look like the second most ready. I think the guy with the higher ceiling out of the two is Shador.
Is there not a world?
And if Miles wasn't there, it would be a flat-line excitement for the football
team. I'm curious from the Shador people that are in the chat right now, and this goes for
the
people that love Shador. We had on last week from CBS somebody who absolutely loved Shador and thought the Browns were
Emery
doing
Hunt.
Him dirty. Yeah,
I think
Emery,
it might have been earlier this week.
Emery, it was this week. Emery was
a long week.
Great guest. We got into it in a very cordial manner.
Very nice.
But is there a world, Shador fans, where 10 years from now, 15 years from now, Shador Sanders has a very good NFL career, gets to the playoffs, wins some playoff games, franchise quarterback in this league, and people ask him, what was the key? What was it about your ability as a fifth rounder to move up and eventually become a franchise quarterback? And he says, I needed that first year to watch.
Patrick Mahomes said the same thing.
But people are telling me there's no way that could work out. And I'm like,
why can't that work out?
Is there not a chance that maybe he is behind right now?
Now,
maybe everybody isn't lying to you. Maybe the Browns actually know for once in their lives.
Because people are.
Is there a chance?
Because we got to live in real life here. See, this is part of what, and I wanted to play this, but we are not going to have enough time. Like Nick was going nuts yesterday on First Things First, which ended up looking goofy because they ended up making the trade with Micah Parsons and the Green Bay Packers and the Dallas Cowboys. And he was ranting and raving about that, saying that this is internet stuff, this isn't real. And then all of a sudden they make the trade because fans are more powerful than they ever have been. So when we have to talk about these things that 10 years ago would have been stupid and a waste of time, no, because people talk now more than they ever have. So we have to talk about these things. And yes, that plays into it. But there are people on the internet who all they want to do is win their argument and they want to win it as soon as they possibly can. And that is not real life. And they do not understand that you're not putting them in a good situation. The quarterback that we saw on Saturday was not in a good situation. And it wasn't because he was sabotaged. It's because he's simply not ready to harness what he can do yet in the NFL and harness what he can do within this offense. And I'm hoping that a little bit of time just to breathe. Again, if Bailey Zappe plays over him, I'm going to lose my mind.
We will all lose our minds.
I will lose my mind. I will scream and yell and rant and rave and furious anger will come out of me. There is no way on earth, on God's green earth, I can deal with a season where that guy starts over Shador Sanders. That said, Shador simply isn't ready just yet. And I want him to have a little bit of time to breathe before he's ready. Because, yeah, Dylan is more ready with the offense than Shador. That ain't a knock on anybody. But Joe's better than all, more ready than all of them, and Joe should be the one starting the season. And Daryl Ryder should be the one yelling at me in five on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.